there's an ethics, of course, to spell casting into magic. There's an old saying that what you send out by magic returns to you three times over. That when you're evoking these symbols, when you're working with these images, it's like you're putting them in your mind, and they tend to attract energies that are like themselves. We say like attracts like. So if you're focusing on images of healing, if you're focusing on symbols of love, if you're sending that out into the universe, you're putting yourself in a state of awareness where you are resonating to healing, you're resonating to love, and you're attracting that towards you. If you were to try to curse somebody, you know, if you're focusing on rage or bitterness or hatred, and working up that emotion and focusing on those terrible images of what you want to do to somebody, you're putting yourself in that state of consciousness and you're tending to attract those kinds of energies. So magic is something you need to be careful with, and it's not terribly advised or very effective to be using it for negative kinds of ends, because that has enormous repercussions on you if you try to do it that way. And at the same time, if you are sending out positive energies, if you are working for positive ends, you know, in the craft, we don't have anything about you should be utterly selfless and never work for yourself. One of the things Victor always used to say is, you know, work for yourself, and then you'll see that self is everywhere. You know, that if you're working with those energies of healing, of love, if you're trying to attract something that is beneficial, then that's going to strengthen those energies and those forces in the universe. Provided, of course, that you're not trying to do it at somebody else's expense. You know, so you, again, if you're thinking like, I need a job, right? You might do some serious thinking about what kind of job you want, what it is you want from that job. You know, do you need just money and abundance, or do you want work that's fulfilling, or do you want creative work, or do you want work that's going to help further the healing or the work of the universe? And then craft that into your intention and put that out. But what you would not do is say, you know, well, I want Joe Smith's job and I'm going to take it away from him. Because that would, again, be setting in force motions, those grasping, jealous, greedy sort of energies that would be attracting to you things that you might not want. And there's always a way to put your intention out in a way that you can say, you know, this is for the greater good of all. May it be this or something better. If I am not wise in asking for this, may I receive what I need in some other form. You can always bind a spell. I like to just imagine tying a knot around it, maybe three times, and say, and the spell bound round shall be by all the powers of 3 times 3, by earth and air and fire and sea, to cause no harm, nor return ill on me. As I do will, so mote it be. And so doing a spell in some ways is a simplified form of the larger question of doing a ritual. And doing a ritual, you could say, is a way that you collectively are bringing people together to share an intention, to share acts of symbolism, acts of creativity, acts of beauty, to move an energy through the universe, or to honor a point on the cycle, or to honor a point on the life cycle. And I've described some of the rituals we do for the moon and for the sun cycles. There are also rituals you can do for life passages. There are rituals you can do for special times or for healing. But basically, to do a ritual is to stop and think, all right, here are certain sets of changes that we want to see made. What are some of the symbols we can craft around that? What are some of the ways that we can put together an experience that will move energy, that will kind of orchestrate a flow of energy to shift us into a state of consciousness where we can be connected deeply to each other, to the goddess, to the universe, and to those changes that we want to see made. In the next session, we're going to go through more about the crafting of a ritual and some of the practice of magic. But I just want to sort of end by saying that to learn to do magic requires discipline and requires practice. Some of those practices are very simple, but the art of learning it is to practice them over and over again till they become second nature. One of the things that I always recommend to people in learning about earth-based spirituality and opening up to the goddess tradition is to find some kind of daily practice that you can do every day for yourself and make it a part of your life. And that is what will be the kind of ground that you can build on to do more elaborate forms of magic or spell crafting or ritual. And again, these things are often very simple, as simple as grounding or as simple as finding a place in nature you can go and sit and observe. But it's the very simplicity that builds in its profoundness when you really practice it on a regular basis over time.
This concludes Session 2 of Earth Magic with Starhawk. Our program continues with Session 3.